Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 18th anniversary. He, like me, he's in his 19th year of the show. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. You know, they're the folks who make... Who made Business Plan Pro, which is now Live Plan, the author of all the important books on business planning, including his new one, which is the book. I'm sorry, I've lost it, Tim.
Lean Business Planning.
Right?
Yep.
Lean Business. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Welcome back, Tim. How you doing?
Thank you, Jim. It's so good to be with you again.
I was reading that book before it was a book, folks. I don't know why I couldn't get the word out.
That is true.
I knew that book almost as good as well as Tim did.
That is true.
Okay, Tim, we're talking about angel investors, right? And getting an investor or getting some money out of them, right?
This is now my eighth year as a member of a group that does angel investment as a group for local startups. So I'm now in the couple months where we're reviewing startups that have applied and making decisions and sorting and selecting. Yeah, this is something.
So you're not only an expert in business plans and in angel investing and capital. You're an investor yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, it's sort of, there's a nice synchronicity there that after decades helping people develop business plans, I'm now on the other side of the table reviewing and reading business plans
helping them execute decisions
about investment. Yeah.
So where do we start? How would you like to help people get started?
Well, let's set up this so that people get an idea how this works, because it will be of interest to some. What we're talking about is sorting and selecting from 44 startups local to me. This is a group in Oregon. So we're in Eugene, where the University of Oregon is. They apply sometime in January, February, and from late March through early May, we'll weed them down, sort them from 44 applied this year. It was the best year ever. We started in 2009. And we will go through to, we'll get to about 10 next week and then spend a lot of time looking at those 10 before we take them down to 5 the last week in April, first week in May. And from those 5, we'll select one that will get about half. It's been over $450,000 the last 2 or 3 years. The amount will vary depending on some final crossing T's and dotting I's, but roughly $500,000.
So the final winner will get all that or the lion's share of it?
All of it.
So it's winner take all?
Yes, although we also have sidecars. Last 2 or 3 years, there were 2 or 3 other companies that were so good that some of us decided on the fly that, well, the winner takes all, but then we get together and say, hey, this other one is pretty good, too. Who wants to put some money in this other one? So there are others that will take away $100,000, $150,000, things like that.
So one of the things that you've done is you've identified what makes an angel investor not like you? What would make you cause you to lose this? And the number one thing on your list is that not enough growth.
Yeah.
So is that what you're looking for first?
Well, yes. Yeah. See, the thing is, sometimes people don't understand. The way this works is what we get, let's say between a group of 40 of us, we put in $500,000.
Right.
Put in means we're investing in this company. If this company goes down and fails, we lose all of that money.
Right.
And the only way we make money on this money is if this company succeeds, grows, and becomes so interesting that some other company buys it or it goes public on the stock market, so that our $500,000
right.
ends up, we can sell it for $2, $3, $4, $5 million.
So growth is a code word for exit opportunity.
Making it liquid. One of the least understood parts of this by other people is they think, well, investment means investing in a good company.
Right. No,
well,
no. That's...
Yes, but not just a good company.
That's the crux of the matter, folks, with whether you want to have investors or not. Their exit strategy, you need to make sure it's your exit strategy. And Tim just told you it might not be. 20 Tail, right back with Tim Berry. More of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.